Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, Abbe Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by Abbe Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. At this point of our studies right here, as we are in the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Numbers, in the Hebrew, more directly in the Hebrew, is called Bamidbar. Translation is the book of Numbers. So there's like a twofold going on with the numbers, you know, the extraordinary numbers, right, found in the book of Numbers and their corresponding associations. You know, with, we say geometry, with mathematics generally, sacred mathematics, sacred geometry. It's interesting. That's one level of reasoning and study of the fourth book of Moshe, of the book of Numbers, of the Sefer Bamidbar. Then on the converse view, there is the Hebrew perspective, Bamidbar, Midbar, Midbar, generally translated as the wilderness or even in the desert. But have you noticed that with the Torah reading and feedings in this season, especially as we enter into the fourth book, as well as the Psalms, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have a type of Bnei Yisrael, sons of Israel, children of Israel, the Israelites' underworld. It's interesting. It's a very interesting correspondence between the wilderness. And remember, they just came, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of the Het Kapita, which later would become Kibbutz, or Egypt. From the Hebrew perspective, Mitzrayim, the double mitzvahs, right, the double mitzvahs. Sometimes the Kemetiu, the Kemetics, refer to it as like the double heavens. Right, the north and south, the whole north and south, the double heavens, right, the double mitzvahs, as above, so below. So here we have the Bnei Yisrael. This is observation as we're going through the Psalms, and then we're looking at, well, the reflection of the Psalms in the Torah reading and feedings at this point, as we have now the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, taking their journey. Right, so Numbers is all about. Numbers, the first several chapters, is the preparation of the camp, actually the dual camp. There's a duality, an interesting duality. We speak about the Hebrew two truths. Usually we're looking at the linguistics, we're looking at the words, we're looking at the twofold meaning of words in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew perspective. But this is found also in other corresponding Afro-Asiatic languages, Afro-Shemitic languages. We could say, like, with the Hebrew, we could say with ancient Egyptian, the ancient Egyptian language, and the languages specifically east, right, of the River Nile, and in that 1080 region, you know, according to the longitude and latitude, the 1080 region, or between the two rivers. Genesis chapter 15 as a scriptural point of reference, but looking at the two rivers, the two river valley civilizations. One, we have the Nile Valley civilization, then the other one in the Mesopotamia, what some call Mesopotamia or the Aram Naharaim from a Hebrew perspective, that particular region of Babylon, Akkad, Assyria, Sumer, so-called Anunnaki region, you know. So what's interesting here, as we look at the narrative, and then we look at the chant, the Psalms, the witness, the Mizmor, right, the intonation, the chant, the Isis, the praises, right? These are just some levels of bringing out the Afro-Semitic sense of what the words mean. So as we study, we can, you know, fulfill the picture, full up the picture, get a more detailed picture, you know? Even when we look at 1080, you know, the 1080, you look at modern technology, you know, how modern technology get a high resolution, let's put it like that, get a high resolution. This is what we call the HD of it, but just the plain perspective of this fourth book, just to share this with the brothers and sisters, especially as looking at some of the Psalms, especially recent, some of the recent Psalms, and how some of the Psalms back to back, right, as we get into the study of the Psalms, there's an underlying chord or theme. So there's one kind of overview, like an earthly type of the Psalms, with like the Peshat, the plain view. But then as we study the Psalms, right, there is that the Mishnah, the second, that repetition, you know, the second of the two truths, and usually the more inner. Or in a simple text, we might say physical, the phi cycle, and then we say the metaphysical. Or in another way of saying the outer type and the inner type. Or one might say the earthly type and the heavenly type. To put it into this metaphorical way of speech. But just keeping it just plain, the underworld. Was the wilderness the Midbar? Was the Midbar, speaking of the wilderness or what's called the desert, especially as we get into this fourth book of Moshe, was this the Israelites' underworld? Or how did the desert become? Did the desert, the wilderness experience of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, did it become, it seems to have become an underworld experience? Like we say, remember where they just came from. This is where the study of ancient Egypt, study of the Kemetic sciences is important to us. We, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Kemetic studies and ancient Egyptology or Egyptian studies, you know, is very important to us, because in order for us to more properly, in a better context, right, get a good understanding, an understanding, come to overstanding of our sabbatical studies, as well as getting the first principles, right, of the oracles of the word, so that we can get a better application. It's all about the better application. Everything's about the application. Right? It says faith. The word says faith without what? Works. Without the application is what? Is dead. Right? Faith without works, get it? Is dead. So this is also another interesting context between Mitzrayim, right, and the Mitzrayim and the Bnei Yisrael coming out, Mitzrayim, coming out of Egypt. There's that faith, right? That faith. Was it just the exclusive faith of the Egyptians? Nah, of course it wasn't. But with the ancient Egyptians, because of their expression, right, are unique and preeminent is in the expression. Right, is the being the mouthpiece, to say the mouthpiece. This is what Gerald Macy in some of his works. Now, we're referring to some of these works, but these are really, we say, works that we have to study, right? You know, works that we really have to study, and we have to take in bite-sized portions. This is why the Torah reading and feedings is so fundamental, is so important, is so vital, is so rewarding. Let's put it like that. It's so rewarding for I and I, because we study it in the bite-sized portions, in the mana, the sabbatical study, so say for this Shabuah. We're able to focus on this area, but then as we continue with the next Torah reading and feeding, or as we review over the Torah reading and feedings, we have to see that connectivity, the continuity, for continuity, there we go, I was saying continue, continuity, you know, just the change in the English language there caught me for a moment, you know. But the linguistics is very, very important, because the linguistics is the key, right? And remember, it says that not just the what of the not just the letter, right, of the law, of the letter, right? Right? It's the spirit. That's the key there. And also that's another theme here in this season, this time, with the Shavuot, with the Pentecost Day, with the Feast of Weeks, with the harvest, with the Parakletos, Parakletos, Paraclete, right? The Comforter, right? The Comforter. So we have this wilderness experience here of the children of Israel, and with the Psalms particularly, and certain particular Psalms in this season, what we see is that the children of Israel are beginning not just their journey through the wilderness. Like, yes, they are beginning their journey through the wilderness from Sinai, right? After that time there, right? And also with the feast, the festival, with the appointment of Shavuot, of harvest, is also a key. Because harvest symbolizes, in the first type, that 50 days after, that seven Shabbats plus one day, that 50 days after the Exodus, right? So now they've been there for about, you could say about a year, right? And they've been there for about 1 year. Now it's time to move forward, right? So there's the organization, right, in the camp, right? All these people say the two camps, the two companies. It's a dual camp. We call this the Machanaim, Machanaim. Now that's a word that appears even in the translation, the KJV, earlier on in what we call Moshe's first book. When we say Moshe's first book, we have to get into more of the studies of the fragments of Adam, the fragments of, you know, when I say the fragments, the scrolls, you know, because ancient peoples who were literate and who were articulate and literate, right, and had their narratives that they passed on from generation to generation, yes, there was the oral tradition, but there was the oral tradition and the written tradition. You know, a lot of ones want to say, well, the ancient peoples didn't write because we don't find any of the writings. Well, that's interesting. You know, that's interesting people say that, right? Because many books that we have even today, besides the few that might have been parts, have been found here and there of the original books from way back then, are copies of copies of copies of copies of copies. Now, somewhere along the time of copying things, sometimes things get more annotated, right? As generations, you know, like as we look over what our great set, right? And if there's a prophetical aspect, you know, if there's a foretelling aspect, you know, we must testify that, well, what our ancestors said back then, you know, has really come to pass either in our generation or in the generation just before us, or we can see how this can come to pass in the generation of our posterity. So we have to testify. So this is how the scripture gets built. You know, gets built even, as they say, as a tale that is told, as a story that is told, right? But it's the spirit, not just the letter of the law. So here the children of Israel, they are journeying through the wilderness, and there are different encampments. How many different places, how many different spots do the children of Israel encamp at, the stages, right? How many? There were 42. Think about that number, 42. All right. What's so special, significant about 42? All right. We have the 42, they say, negative confessions of Nebseni, right, which later ones would refer to as the, quote, law of Ma'at, right, so to speak. But then there's also the 42, the Ana Bekoach, the sabbatical mystical chant of the attributes of Yahweh, Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, right? Now we also have the 42, they say that those 42, right, equal the name of 42 letters. So 42 just seems to have a very interesting significance. And we haven't even connected the 42, right, more directly with some of the manuscripts from the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. You know, very good book. We pointed out before, the Ethiopian Legends of Our Lady Mary, to get a reprint copy, LOJ Society. But there were stations. They call them the stations, the stops or the stations, the encampments, the stations of the Exodus, are locations that were visited and even stayed at by the Bnei Yisrael, by the sons of Israel, the Israelites, following the Exodus, Mimitzrayim, from the Mitzvahs, right? We say from the double heavens, in one perspective, or from upper and lower Egypt, from the Mitzvahs, from the grids, right? So what we have here, according to the Hebrew Bible, right, the itinerary that's given in Numbers chapter 33. So take note, Numbers chapter 33 as a point of reference. There's 42 stations that are listed. Although this list slightly differs from the narrative account of the journey that's found in Exodus and Deuteronomy. So we can compare, it's an area of study, the stations of the Exodus, right? It's the spots, you know, the stops, right? The occurrences, the events that took place, 42 stations. Now, this is this number, this point of reference, and I'm speaking about the wilderness, became like a type of Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael became for the Yasharala Bnei Yisrael, it became for them a journey through the underworld, what some refer to in ancient Kemet as the Duat, like we say, the underworld, even on a level, a type of Sheol, right? There's a type of Sheol experience that happens in this wilderness trot. So when people talk about, in the latter Christian, Judeo-Christian sense, ones might refer to as hell, right? This hell experience. They talk about hell on earth. Well, the duat or the underworld, we can say even Sheol, was not just a hell. You hear what I'm saying? There's a duality. We're speaking about duality here. There's a twofold level, right, of Sheol. So the Hebrew Sheol, some say, is predicated on the Egyptian duat, right, the duat or the duat, the underworld, right? But I would caution ones on that. There is, of course, no doubt, influences, right? But caution ones on that. Because like saying that if I am the older brother and you are the younger brother, right? Therefore, my experience only counts and whatever you know or think has come from me. Right? Whatever you feel, experience, or can create, if you create something as my younger sibling, it must have been because I was before you. It's almost like what Saul, in one of the Midrash, what Saul implies, like you are only a righteous man, you know, because of me, right, Mimeni, you know, because of me, you are a righteous man, you know, the arrogance of it. But no doubt, if there is older siblings and there's younger siblings, the younger siblings, no doubt, learned some things from the older siblings, right? But that's not to take away from them their own indivisible duality, their individuality in that sense. Now, in some cases, it might be more so. In some cases, it might be less, where you have siblings older and siblings younger, right? And where the younger directly emulate, right, the older, right? They live in the shadow of the older. While you have other cases where the younger, right, depart so far from the older that you would never even think they were part of one family, right? And then you have the more moderate level. This is what I'm saying as we are looking at the scripture here. We should just note these kind of notations right here, that the children of Israel here in the fourth book of Numbers are going through their own sort of Sheol or underworld. I think the underworld, just using that terminology generally speaking, because we can point to some of the corresponding terms in some of the other languages, linguistics, and culture, but then to be right and accurate, it would be necessary to show that they're always not equal one for one, that different peoples conceived of similar things differently. Let me say that again. That different peoples conceived of similar sayings, similar things, but differently. Right? And now it's these differences as they have their own course and trajectory. It's like a tree. You see how the tree grows? Notice how the tree grows. It grows from a common root, right? And from the common root, we have the trunk, that firm part of the tree. And then as it continues to grow up, we could see the branches and how the branches branch off and they branch off and they branch off and they bear, hopefully leaves and fruit and all of that. See what I'm saying? But that branching part. Now, this is interesting because as we make that word sound, we have to recall the 35th sabbatical study, Naso, right? And concerning the Nazirite. And what does Nazir mean? And as we made that connection of the Nazir with Yahwasaf or Yahosef, right? Joseph, even in Bereshit, what his father, the Baraka, right? The word of prosperity, the invocation of prosperity and increase that the patriarch Yaakov, right? Yaakov here. Yaakov said concerning Yosef, right? He who was separated, he who was separate, who was Nazir, right? From his brethren. Note that term, Nazir. Now we have the vow of the Nazir, the Nazirite. Now we emphasize the Nazir sense, the N-A-Z-I-R sense, right? As opposed to the N-A-Z-A-R sense, to be more accurate with the Hebrew, right? We say the more accurate Hebrew, Afro-Semitic pointing of the Hebrew. So when we look at the pointings, we actually go over the pointings based on Afro-Semitic and G'ez, you know, we could say G'ez sensibilities, right? And in order to make sure we're pointing it with the consistency, because the pointing of the language is almost like musical. It's very interesting. And not just musical in the way it sounds, but also in its meaning, right? Also in its meaning. We can get into the force and form of linguistics, the force and form. In other words, that words or even sounds of words. On another level, right, we have noticed and observed by certain scientific research has the same sigil shape patterns. Like some of the Hebrew, right, some of the Hebrew glyphs and the Afro-Semitic glyphs, when they are examined, when they are said, the word sound is said, and the waveforms are examined, they seem to reflect, right, a very similar pattern, right, to the glyph that we write, right, when we write many of these Asiatic Afro-Semitic languages like the Hebrew or like the G'ez or using the Amharic, the sigils. This is also what's noticeable. So even within that context, the Book of Numbers is a good point of reference for these studies. So in other words, the Book of Numbers has so many layers of studies and teachings that are not just interesting, but also applicable, also principle. There are things that we learn, right, that we can also apply today, right? There's things that we learn and apply today. Not just in the Peshat. There's the plain narrative. There's the overview. There's a historical overview narrative, right? And that's important to get. That's important to understand at its basic level. And then after that, to, as they say, peel back the layers, you know, get into the source code, right? But there were 42 stations. So just to mention that, the 42 stations. So the Midbar, right, Midbar becomes for the children of Israel their own underworld experience. So while in ancient Mitzrayim, right, in ancient Egypt, right, at that corresponding time, many ones was looking to enter into the underworld after their death, and they made preparations with the priests and the temples for embalming and all the rites and rituals that they would need, especially to have certain scrolls that they could be able to prevail before the judge in the underworld, right, and enter into the, what they call the Elysian field, so to speak, you know, Sekhet Aru, right, they can enter into those paradisical fields. Now, no. That's what many believed, right? And that was what is recorded even on the monuments and the papyri and elsewhere concerning ancient Egypt of the corresponding time of the Exodus, right? And we see the corresponding time. People say, well, what time are you speaking? From a general perspective of time, Gregorian speaking, 1440. We're going like 1440, right? So from the 1440, 1400, give or take, right, to roughly, 1440 to 1400, around this time. So while the Egyptians, on one level, we see the Egyptians had a spirituality, or we say a religion, right? We call it today religion, but they'll say spirituality, others, the Kemetics, so forth, so on, we overs. But just to put it in plain language, they had a belief, a religion, a spirituality system, right, that they believe. Now you have the Hebrews here, right, the Bnei Yisrael, the Hebrews, people of the children of Israel, coming out of this experience that they were in, according to the Hebrew narrative, for about 400 to 430 years, right? A few generations at that, right? So we cannot ignore the influence that Mitzrayim had on the Bnei Yisrael. Now, see, it's all a matter of how much, how little. Some would tell you, in an extremist, in intellectual, terroristic fashion, that everything they got, you know, just came straight from ancient Egypt. They had no original idea, and they were wrong. Well, how could they be wrong, and they got everything wrong from ancient? Come on, it doesn't really. And we know only about ancient Egypt, really, through the prompting of those people who came out, the Hebrews and children of Israel, and that narrative, and prompted ones to go look up this ancient Egypt thing. You have to understand that, just in the proper historical perspective. You know how influential, we say, the Hebrew, the Judeo-Coptic, Judeo-Christian narrative has been. And not getting into some of the historical, the historistical, political kind of stuff that has gone on over the past 400 plus years. That's an aspect of it, not to be neglected, but just here and zooming in on the narrative here and just some of our observations here as we are at the 36th sabbatical study and seeing the corresponding daily psalms, right? The daily psalms according to the royal order. Particularly, just to note this for the record, particularly we're talking about the psalms like Psalm 11 and Psalm 116 in particular. Not limiting it to those psalms, but just anchoring it at those psalms right there, because this is the most recent psalms that we have touched on. Right, and they had a particular theme. It also becomes a theme here in this fourth book. Right, and the theme is death. Right, what it says in the Torah says, "I put before you two ways." Right, I put before you two ways. Right, life and death. Right, you know, and the reminder to choose life. Right, so life and death. There's two ways. Right, the way of obedience and there's a way of disobedience. The way of hearing and the way of being deaf. You know, like the ad of the serpent. What is it that stoppeth her ears that will not hear it, even when the charmers are charming? So, you know what I mean? So these are areas, even within the Psalms are a very key study to really unpack this. Right, the Psalms are very much a key to unpack this. Right, so think about the tree example once again. Right? The tree example. So we have a tree. We have the roots of the tree. And the roots of the tree are very deep. Right? This, when we now put this into the context of our studies and the bigger history, the longer history, right, outside of this 6,000-year paradigm, we begin to see that that's the Kedem. The Kedem. Just wanted to touch on the Kedem. The Kedem. Kedem in the Hebrew often refers to like the olden times, the ancient times, but more directly from the Afro-Asiatic, the Afro-Semitic, right? It would be the first times, like the Zatepi. Some refer to the Zatepi. Now, this has been alluded to in many, many different cultures, have alluded to this first time, right? And sometimes we hear the ages or the years that various kings or dynasties or rulers or, you know, primordial ones, as we can generally refer to them, ruled. It's like, wow, thousands of years. Right? But it goes outside, seemingly outside, we could say, the Judeo-Christian biblical paradigm. Or does it? Does it really go outside that? Or is the evidence for that even right there? And the reason why so many say that, well, the Judeo-Christian paradigm is a later paradigm, is because they are later peoples with a later knowledge and experience reading these things, and they're reading it from a later view because they have no knowledge, they have no record, they have no, it's like amnesia. Somebody don't have amnesia, they don't remember something. When they overcome their amnesia, they remember. And if you ever witnessed that amongst people, if it ever happened to you yourself, then you know this to be true for yourself. So, right here, also to speak about the Kedem, right? The Kedem, the first times. At least speak what we can speak, because there's some things we can't speak. One thing that His Imperial Majesty Kedem Haile Selassie said that was very interesting, he was asked a series of questions, and he said that even before man appeared in the garden, our dynasty has existed and will continue to exist. This is how I recall it, and the Chabarim can iron sharpen iron eye on this. You know that even before man appeared in the garden, I ain't speak referring to the Gan Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of the Geneta Eden, the Garden of Eden, as it's referred to generally, before man appeared in the garden, our dynasty has existed, His Majesty says, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Gormawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, Umegziav, Negusa, Negeze, Ethiopia. He says that before man, speaking no doubt of Adam from a Judeo-Coptic, Judeo-Christian biblical perspective, appeared in the garden, our dynasty has existed and will continue to exist. So, that statement right there points to the Kedem. That statement right there points to a primordial time, a time before the time that most histories, whether we go to ancient Egypt, whether we go to Assyria. Now, many of them do point to some things older and allude to it, but the documents that we have and the monuments that we have appear to be written far later, but they're writing about events that is said to have occurred far earlier. So there's a gap, right? In other words, it's almost like we today, in 2022, we writing about something and we telling all the details about something that happened way back when. Now, was there history then? This is the question we have to ask. Maybe they had history at the time they wrote these things, even these later narratives. Maybe they had history, right? And maybe that history was a fading history, but some thought that, well, before we lose these things because they're fading away, let us record these things, right? And maybe also embellish or whatever, you know, just make it more palatable and do these things. So that is also a very strong possibility, right? Because things do fade away. You know what I'm saying? Things do fade away. You know, things that are here today are gone tomorrow. You know, and this has been testified to before. There's some things that they only have pictures of, if you understand what I'm saying. Something they don't have pictures of. Maybe the actual thing exists somewhere, but we don't really know where the thing actually exists, right? But we recall that one time people knew what it was, and they could see it for themselves, but this thing it disappeared, right? Or has been hidden away somewhere. So there's a possibility that there are still treasure troves of archaeological data in other places. Now, not to even push this reasonment too much further, but we need to speak about the Bible came from Arabia. There's a book by, was it Salibi? I forget his name. Want to give due accreditation, right? But also to the late Dr. Professor Bernard Lehman and his particular book on the Sheba cycle. right? The Queen of Sheba cycle, the Queen of Sheba and biblical scholarship. We have that in the reprint. We give thanks to the late doctor for that permission, you know, that we had gotten several years ago to reprint this book. It's a very, very important book. But it was a book that he refers to in his book. They said it was a very good but kind of unsung, you know, document. And what it points to is, well, where did the children of Israel really go? I'm putting it like that. You know, where did the children of Israel really go? Right? And what we call Old Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, and Oldest Jerusalem. Right? We're pointing to three places within that particular region. That's the 1080 region between the two rivers, between the river Nile, the river of Ethiopia, and between the river Euphrates, between the Nile Valley, River Valley civilization, and the so-called Mesopotamian, they usually call it, the academics refer to it as Mesopotamia, where we have Akkad, Babylon, Sumer, the Anunnaki stuff, all of that in that particular region. Right? So there was clearly the Jerusalem that most people call today. We can refer to it, like Dr. Bernard Lehman and a few others refer to it, as an old Jerusalem, right? Was that old Jerusalem or was that new Jerusalem? Actually, that is said to be, that's an old Jerusalem, but it's not the oldest Jerusalem. In other words, the Jerusalem today is the Jerusalem, right, where we can find a lot of the archaeology that goes back approximately to the time after the return from the Babylonian exile of the Yehudi, of the Jews, even we the black Jews out of Persia, during the time of Cyrus and Darius, scripturally during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So we have that particular, we could say we have that particular Jerusalem, right? But there's, what about Arabia? So we're looking at some of the studies, archaeology. A lot of it is connecting linguistic and geographical, you know, similarities, as many places that are witnessed in the Hebrew scripture cannot be accurately or have not been accurately found within the region that today is called Israel, State of Israel, that particular region. Now, that region is important in the biblical narrative, but more so in the late to New Testament sense, right? While we have the time from the Old Testament sense, right, that appears not to have the same historical testimonies. Like when we talk about where's Sinai, you know, where's Mount Sinai? Is Mount Sinai the Sinai Peninsula, or is Mount Sinai in Arabia? We say Mount Sinai like the Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle to the Gentiles, Paul. He says that Sinai is in Arabia. Now, if Sinai is in Arabia, then it's not old, the oldest, right, the oldest Jerusalem, right? That we say the oldest Yisrael, is that not also in Arabia? Somewhere in Arabia. So this is another area, because as we look at the Exodus and we look at the movement of these 42 different places, we look at other locations, and even biblical so-called science, biblical archaeology. When I say biblical archaeology, it's usually people for Bible perspective who are seeking to prove things archaeological and identify them as biblical things. Not always using the best of the scientific approach, not always using that, or not allowing that to interrupt their, quote, revelations, end quote. But then as we really start to, you know, put those things to the test, we find them lacking, we find them wanting, right? But what is clearly proven is that the New Testament, you know, the New Testament time, Jerusalem, a lot of the archaeological finds have been found in that region. But when we start to talk about the time of, we could say, Joshua, we talked about the time of the judges, we talk about the time of even Ruth and David, you know, and Saul and King Solomon, you know, and speak about that time before the captivity of the 10 northern tribes and before the exile, right, of Judah, of the tribe of Judah to Babylon and Persia before that time. It would seem as though their return to a different part of a contiguous land, a different part of a contiguous land. And this is where Genesis chapter 15 comes in key again. And it can also give some insight into these 42 places, right? At least 42 in Numbers chapter 33. But then we also need to review the slight differences that are in the narrative account of the tribe, of the journeys, that is found in Exodus and Deuteronomy. Right? So Exodus and Deuteronomy gives a more of a narrative account, right? While we have in Numbers chapter 33, we have like a stella, you know, we have like a list, you know, and they move from here to here, and they move from here to here, you know, in that sort of a sense. But why are these places important, and what's in the name? Just to leave that there on the record as well. What's the name? What's the metaphysics of these places? Does the metaphysics give us a more of an insight into how the Midbar and Bar Midbar became for that generation? Notice, it's a generation who Yahweh Hashem brought out of Mitzrayim that did not enter in to the promised land. It was a new generation, right? The 40 years, right? So does that also give us some important clues, right, in seeing the full picture of the narrative and then even getting a better application, right, even for us in this Exodus time as well? So, yes, brothers and sisters, this is Ross Iadonis Tafari, L-O-J, the Line of Judah Society of His Imperial Majesty. Visit us at lojs.org, LOJS, the main hub right there. Also on the YouTubes, presently at Rastafari Jews and Rastafari Israelites, live streaming on Rastafari Israelites. More to come. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Yes, I. Shalom. Chavarim. Shalom.
Salamta Beit Eseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not?
And listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Or your enemy, there is the book of knowledge, yeah, it's there for those who want to learn truth, yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. They say the other half has not yet been told, has not yet been told, has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah,
Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love.
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us. And on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Children are peace, yeah. We've got to serve by. Children are peace, yeah. We've got to stay alive. yes, yes. Erev Tov. Yes, I. Marcia Griffiths, Faith Day of Children of Israel. Before that, Prince of Reggae Dennis Brown. And right here, 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 here for the Wednesday podcast on the Ear and the Eye, we have a psalm. Right here, here, here.
Come bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
And here's the evening psalm here for the fourth day of the Shabuah, the fourth day of the week right here. Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Then you could never ever get left behind. No, you're on from the gun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bun. Whether from flame or it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it come. Unlike the bomb it have to bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn gunfire. No matter what I want, can't this thing deny ya. I will keep going higher. Higher like the one Jeremiah, Obadiah, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, Zechariah. What? Yeah, run from the judge. According to your work, you'll be paid. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. What you think for you do and what you say? Hey, yeah, run from the judgment. Give me no time to play. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. And the rocks will crush ya. Run the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And a bad fighter, get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but there's only a few. Make sure that you're powered the righteous food. And never indulge up in a bad view. If the eyes are few, not at the right brew. Healthy food keeps you pure and new.
Hot to fire judgment, Queen Omega right there with judgment. So here's a compliment to Psalm 94, the fourth day, the psalm for the evening, fourth day evening psalm. So here for the Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom. Here we have the third and the fourth here, Torah readings and feedings. Like to share this right here, and also to build up more on this wilderness, this wildness, wilderness experience. So it's like when Josh says in Exodus 18:11, right, he says, now I know that Yahuwah is greater than all the gods. Well, we have it written here in the narrative here. It says, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. It's interesting because we also have in the Psalms that, you know, that many will be taken in their own devices. Right. And also even in Corinthians, chapter one, I think it's verse 27, right, I use the foolish thing. So it might seem foolish to some, but we were speaking to bring out that as we read the narrative, it's like the whole Egyptian, the mythos here, right? We have on one hand, it's like some say, well, after they die, right, they'll go to heaven, while others believe that there's a heaven to be established on this earth. This is what the Hebrews are bringing out and what the Hebrew narrative brings out, but how Yahuwah, Jehovah uses their own type and typology, even with the 42 places. There were 42 sacred precincts, right? One can even postulate from the different sacred precincts in Mitzrayim that there were at least 42 denominations or different denominations, like we have in Christianity even today, right? But there was not a place for Rastafari, get it? Yes, there was not a place for the baby amongst them, and that was Yisrael, for the youths. But here, let's ride up right here.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat stream.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700. Beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
What's interesting, too, is the whole connection of the Ishants, right? And who was worthy to burn the Ishants. Also, the sacredness of the Ishants. If it's holy, then it's for the holy as well. So another point right here, but let's ride up.
Sabbatical
right up.
Study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari Hoy. Give here, right here. Here. Shema is a Shalishi Aliyah, Anafora, the offering up, the up offering, the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat, Korach, send that Korei. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, called Numbers at verse 20 for the Shalishi Aliyah Anafora offering up for this Shabbat Korach. Here at verse 20, Numbers 16, verse 20. Why daber Yahuah illa Moshe wa il Aharon lemor hiya badlu mitoka ha'eda hazot why kale otama karaga. Here. Shalishi Aliyah, and Yahweh Yahuwah spake to Moshe and to Aharon Lemor, saying, separate yourselves. He abadlu mitoka ha'eda hazot. Separate yourselves from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Why kale otam k'raga. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of all, of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the aggregation? And they fell upon their faces and said, Why yipulu Allah b'nehem? Vayomru el Elohe haruchot lekol basar. Shall one man sin, O El, the Elohim, Elohe haruchot, the Elohim of the spirits of the irits, lekol basar, for all flesh? Shall one man uck up, and wilt thou the eye be wroth, be rotted with all the congregation? And Yahuwah Jehovah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the aggregation, the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle, the tent of Korach, Datan, Abiram, and Abiram. And Moshe rose up and went to Datan and Abiram, and the Ziknei Yisrael and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake to the congregation, saying, depart, I pray the eye, from the tents of these wicked, these ratchet men, and touch no thing of theirs, lest ye all be consumed in all their akaris, chatiat, and all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korach, Datan, Abiram, and Abiram on every side, and Datan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moshe said, hereby ye y'all shall know that the Yahweh have sent I to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh Jehovah hath not sent I. But if Yahweh, if Jehovah make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain to them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye, y'all, shall understand that these men have provoked the Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, the Bari, these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth to Korach, Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertaineth
to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, and they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Jehovah and consumed the 250 men that offered incense, incense. And now hear, Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari Chaburim. Here at verse 36. Here when we get to verse 36 of the KJV, the King James Version, in the Hebrew Masorah, the Chumash, the Masoretic. In the Masoretic, this is where chapter 17, the Yud Zayin chapter, the 17th chapter begins right here, the 16th chapter ending at verse 35. So in some of the Aliyot that we have forward, that's the Hebrew order, but right here at verse 36, we continue. But just note this right here, chapter 17 in the Hebrew begins at verse 36, at verse 35, chapter 16 ends, but here in the KJV, we are still in chapter 16. Verse 36, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 16, KJV, verse 36, in the Hebrew Chumash, the Masoretic, this will be verse 1 of chapter 17. And the Yahweh, Jehovah, spake to Moshe, saying, speak to Eleazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed, they are set apart. The censers of these uckers, of these sinners, against their own souls, their own psyches, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the Mizbeach, the altar, for they offer them lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah. Therefore they are hallow, they are set apart, and they shall be a sign to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael. And Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of HaMizbeach of the altar to be, a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aharon, come near to offer incense, lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah, that he be not as Korach, as Korah, and as his company, as the Yahweh said to him by the hand of Moshe. But on the morrow, all the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, murmured against Moshe and against Aharon, saying, y'all have killed the people of the Yahweh. And it came to pass when the aggregation gathered against Moshe, against Moses, and against Aharon, against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and behold, Ha'anan, the cloud covered it, and the kavod of Jehovah appeared. And Moshe and Aharon came before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And here in the KJV at verse 44, at verse 44 is the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Corresponding in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, the Chumash, with Numbers chapter 17, verse 9. But here in the KJV, for those following along the KJV, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 44 is the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat Korah, this Sabbath Korah, Senbed Korah, here at verse 44 in the KJV. Numbers 16:44, King James Version, English Bibles, the Hebrew Masoretic, the Chumash. We're at Numbers chapter 17, verse 9 for the Rebi'i, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat Korach, 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 Korach. Y'adaberi Yahweh il Moshe le'mor. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, Heromu mitoka ha edah ha zot wa ekaleh wa ekaleh otam kraga wa ya yiplu ala penehem. Get you up from among this congregation. Heromu mitoka ha edah ha zot. Get the eye up, 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 up from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Wa echale otam kraga, that I may consume them in a moment. Wa echale otam kraga, raga, 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 raga. And they fell upon their faces. Wayiplu ala penehem. And Moses said to Aharon, to Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off ha-mizbeach, from off the altar, and put on incense, aishent, and go quickly into the congregation, aggregation, and make an atonement. Make an atonement for them. For there is wrath, there is wrath gone forth from the Yahweh. The plague is begun. And Aharon took as Moshe commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation, aggregation, and behold, the plague was begun among Ha'am, among the people. And he put on aishens, on incense, and made an atonement for Ha'am. And he stood between the dead and the living, the living, the living, the living, the living. And the plague was stayed. Now, they that died in the plague were 14,700. Beside them that died about the matter of Korach, the matter of Korah. And Aharon returned to Moshe to the Petach, to the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tabernacle of the aggregation. And the plague, and the plague, 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 plague,
plague. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Shabbat.
All of
y'all.
All of y'all. All of y'all.
Me name Junior Kong, me tell you. Youngest veteran, me tell you. Me name Junior Kong, me tell you. Youngest veteran. I must say excuse me for a moment for an introduction. First one thing me mama but me took a lot done. Like some fruit in June season. So Junior come, me there round with some music from me small. And me young me used to play family man bass. Knock all the drum. Any question where you walk, my man can answer me son cause me name Junior come, me tellin' you. The youngest veteran, me tellin' you. Me name Junior come, me tellin' you. Youngest veteran. Well, Junior Gang is coming up, I'm doing well, excellent. Treat the people right, you stand out predominant. Loving don't cost not a fart, neither a cent. But should you spend the money, that's a money well spent. Anyway, big enough, judge a blowing breath like a vent. Listen to the girls, they miss a jealous talent. Ah, now you bingy burning up the serpent. Teach you them loving, not violence. And from your nasty loving, me beg you keep silent. I say loving, loving, not violence. And from your nasty loving, me beg you keep loving. I say
great is the victory of fire, and I even know that good must overcome evil. I don't know when I stop kill the devil. Stop dying on that man. You them style ya. Hey, 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 hey. Watch me. Whoa, Jaja. Whoa, Jaja. Whoa, Jaja. Are you a guide and protect? Whoa, Jaja. Whoa, Jaja. Whoa, Jaja. Are you a guide and protect? Ready me, ready me, ready me, ready me, ready me, ready me, ready. Steady me, steady me, steady me, steady me, steady me, steady me, steady. They go, they not to Jenny. Easy sister Carol, what a nice melody. A Kingston me born, Kingston me did a live. So long ago then I'm from them used to call the village. I guess some me get to increase me knowledge. And they teach me some things where them not teach at college. Me learn how to make all kind of porridge. How to wash, how to clean and prepare for marriage. You know Sir Kingston has to take me over the bridge. Say this your rules that a man she will privilege. Me ready, me ready, me ready, me ready, me ready, me ready, me ready. Steady me, steady me, steady me, steady me, steady me, steady me, steady. Good they good, they good, they good, they good, they not to Jenny. Easy mother culture, what a nice melody. Whoa, Jaja, whoa, Jaja, whoa, Jaja. Are you a guide and protect me? Whoa, Jaja, whoa, Jaja, whoa, Jaja. Are you a guide and protect me? International, yet still me local. I'm a DJ, but I would sing a vocal. Some people imitate, but I and I original. I'm in the top of black man.
Oh gosh. Hey, hey. Fire, fire, yeah.
Holy Emmanuel, hey, I feel.
They say a man ain't supposed to cry. But when she left, he almost died. Said he will never give his heart away. But a friend said there will come a day when it will happen again. Yes, it will happen again. It will happen again. You'll give your heart away. It will happen again. Yes, it will happen again. It will happen again. You'll fall in love. He said that love will never come his way. Here comes love again, Lord. To set his heart, burn it with a flame. Now he remembers what his friend said that day.
Yes,
them crazy.
penitentiary. We built your schools, brainwash education, trying to make us a fool. It is your reward for our love, telling us of your God above. We're going to chase those crazy, chase those crazy bum feather, chase those crazy ball head out of town.
Yes, 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 those crazy ball head like Cora. Satan and Abiram and the 250 men who wanted to burn the ancients and to defy the authority so set for the leadership and the high priest, the high priestship of Yisrael. But here we have an evening psalm. That was Psalm 94 and today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 8 here in the season. Let's ride out with today's daily psalm, Psalm 8. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Bom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
8.
Mizmor Het. Lam Natseya. Al Hagittit. Mizmor Le David. Le David.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Love the tune by Mavado, On the Rock, beginning off with Selassie. He says, Baby G, he says, yeah. He says, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, my name is so excellent throughout this earth. Selassie, Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance, greater salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance. No, they can never stop me. I'm on the rock, higher than I and I, higher than I and I. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Jehovah, guide me. I'm on the rock. Go tell my enemies, I'm on the rock, Selassie guides me. And I need them can't stop, I will never look back. That opening, the opening verses right there, Mavado, On the Rock. Selassie, Baby G, yay. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. This here calls to I and I, heart and mind, when I and I hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm. Psalm VIII, it's the paradox, it's themed the paradox of man, by Marinian, the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have the theme, Yesetari Gurma, Majesty, Gurmawi Hoy, oh, Majesty, Gurmawi Chan Hoy, Gurmawi Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty. We have Gurma, Majesty, Gurma, yes, Setari is creator, Tesari is to be reverenced, respected, Rastafari, the head to be reverenced, the head to be respected, also in the sense of self. Respect in the subjective sense, self-respect. Here we have Setari. is creator and Tefari. Tefari is to be he who is to be reverenced, respected. So we have Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, even the blameless Irator, because man was not emanated from a deity. Man was created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. Man was not emanated from a deity, but the true deity or divinity emanates from the true man. Yefetari Gurma Befitretu lie upon his creation. Fitret, Fitretu. Today's daily song, Lamnatsayah Al Hagitit Mizmor Le Dawi, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, musical director, upon the Gitit. Al HaGitit, a song for the harvest time, for trotting the wine press. This is linked with the trotting of the wine press. Al HaGitit. We have Bewashin, Bamarinya, signifying upon the flutes and the connection with the harvest, the wine season, even this season, as we count the Omer in this particular season to the harvest season, the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat complete. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Adonain, Yahweh, Adonainu. Oh, he who be who he be, Yod Hey Wehey, Adonainu, Adonainu, I and I, Adon. I and I, sovereign, I and I, Lord Mahadir, how glorious, Mahadir, how excellent, Mahadir, Shemeka, Shemeka is the eyes, Shem is the Hashem, is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Shemeka, Shemeka, Bekol Ha'aret, Asher Tina, Hodeka, Al Hashemayim. Whose majesty is rehearsed, is set, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set above the Shemaim, Al HaShemaim, above the heavens. How excellent, how glorious, how excellent is the I name, his I and I name, even I and I, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Yahuwah, Adonainu, Yahweh, Adonainu, Mahadir, Shemeka, Bekol Haaretz, Ashetina, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim. Today's daily psalm. In this hymn, to the sovereign creator, to the blameless creator, the blameless Irator, the psalmist and I and I, praises, give eyes to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's majesty, and marvels and the wonders, and we marvel that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, has given to the human being, given to man dominion, dominion over the created order, the created order. Mahadir, 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 how excellent, how adir, how wide, how large, how powerful, how wide, how large, how powerful, how excellent, how famous, how gallant, how glorious, how goodly, how lordly, how mighty, how noble, how principal, how worthy. Adar, we have Adar. Adar in the Hebrew means to expand, to be great, to be magnificent, glorious, honorable. Mah, mah, what adir, what excellence, what glory, what majesty, what praises. The precise meaning, some would say, of some of the terms here, the Gittit, linking with the Gat and the wine press, might seem a little cryptic, but in the connection of the season, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in the season, directly is connected with the harvest, the wine, right? Trotting the wine press, right? The wine vats, al-hagitit, right? The plural form of the title, it emphasizes Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh's absolute sovereignty. Also, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How awesome, Mahadir, how majestic, Shemeka, the Hashem, the Shem, Shem, the name, which here stands, some say, metonymically for Ha-Elohim, the true goods, his rep, his reputation, which give your majesty, you give your majesty on the heavens, Asher, Asher, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Adonainu, Ainai, Adon, Mahadir, how excellent Shemekah is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earth, the earthly plane, Asher, the one who, Tina, Tina gives, sets, Hodekah, Hodekah, your majesty, your Hod, Hodekah, Al HaShemayim, who gives, he who be, who he be the one who Asher, Tina, Hodekah, who gives his male majesty, Tina, Tina. See, the form, some amend this here to natata, natata, to give, or titain, titain, the imperfect form, titain. See, the introductory, Asher, Ehya, Asher, Ehya, I am that I am, I be who I be. Asher, Asher in the Hebrew means which or who. So it can be taken as a relative pronoun, you who, you are the one who, or a casual conjunction in the sense of the Hebrew, because of what you have done, of what he who be who he be. One may literally translate you who, or because you place your majesty, Asher Tina Hodekah Al HaShemayim, because you place Hodekah, the eyes majesty, Al HaShemayim, above the Shemayim, the heavens, placing majesty upon, in Numbers 27 and 20, that sense of placing majesty upon, in First Chronicles 29 and 25, placing majesty upon. Here we have the first verse, especially in the translation, that first verse leading to the second verse. Mipi, mipi, olelim, mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of olelim, out of the mouth of babes, mipi, olelim, mife, mife, olelim, mifi, mipi, from the as, the fe, up, be, be, according to the pointing. Here we have the pointing of mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of babes, with yonakim, with the yonkim, and suckling, and suckling, yisadita, yisadita oz, yisadita oz, yisadita oz. Hast thou founded, like a foundation, a groundation, hast thou ordained, yasad, the root Hebrew term is yasad, to set, set literally, or set figuratively, to be founded, to also to sit down together, to settle, to consult, to appoint, to take counsel, to establish, to lay the foundation, lay for a foundation, a groundation, also in the sense of instruction, to ordain, to set. Mipi olelim, out of the mouth of babes, little infants, with yonakim, and suckling children, yisadita, yisadita, the eye has set, yisadita oz, alls. You have set strength, alls. Lip ma'an, because of lip ma'an. Sorereka, because of thine adversaries has found strength. Because of thy adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Li hashbit oyev. Umita nakem. You establish strength because of your foes. The meaning of the statement, some say it's unclear to them, but it's clear to us. See, the present translation, following the reading of the LXX and the Metzhav Kedus, it has praise, Ainos in place of Oz, as Miskana in place of Oz. Praise, Isis, thanksgiving, in place of strength. So it's that thanksgiving, thanks and praises out of the mouth of the infants, the babes, and the suckling children. He must be born again, that he has found its strength. Yisadita Oz. Found its strength to cause, to cease an enemy and an avenger. See, the singular forms are often in the collective sense, the Nakain, the avenger. Here, the connection with Psalm 44 and 16. We have Psalm 44 and 16. Now, this is the bait. This right here is the bait verse, the second verse in the English, but bringing us here to the third verse Hebraically. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which the eye has established, and seen, sight seen.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Matthew Dredd, learned the Amharic here from the King of Kings Bible here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, created by the Father, Dub D. Brown. Yes, sir.
መዝሙር ለመዘምራን አለቃ በዋሽንት የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ
የመዘምራን አለቃ በዋሽንት የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ ምስጋና በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏል ከህፃናትና ከሚጠቡ ልጆች አፍ ምስጋናን አዘጋጀ ስለጠራ ጠላትንና ቂመኛን ለማጥፋት የጣፎችን ሥራ ሰማዮችን ባየሁ ጊዜ ጨረቃንና ከዋክብትን አንተ የሰራሃቸውን ታስበው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድን ነው ትጎበኘው ዘንድ የሰው ምንድን ነው ከመላእክት እጅግ ጥቂት አሳነስከው በክብርና በምስጋና ዘውድ ከለልከው በእጆችህም ሥራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾምከው ሁሉን ከእግሮቹ በታች አስገዛሃለህ በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውን እንስሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is thy name, that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's daily song. Daily song according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmorek. 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 Today's daily song. Today's daily according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmorek. Cement. Simlanta, Tainaist Elin, today's daily song. Today's daily according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek. Order of Melchizedek. Order of Melchizedek. Simlanta, Tainaist Elin, today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Cement. From the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms, the vocal intonation, the chants of Dawit, the well-beloved. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, Mezmor Cement. Isim Yefetari Gurma, Befitretu Lai. Yeah, Fetari, the creator, Fetari, yeah, Fetari, of the creator, Gurma, the majesty, the Gurma, the amazingness, the majesty of the creator, even the irator, the blameless creator, yeah, Fetari, Gurma, Befitretu, Lai, Befitretu, Fitret, the creation, Fitretu, his creation, Befitretu, upon the creation, Befitretu, Lai, above his creation, Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, of the irator, Yefetari Gurma, Befitretu Lai, the majesty of the creator above, upon his creation. Today's daily psalm also has the theme of the paradox of man. Make I nine ride up, make I nine begin. Besama'ab, we're welid, we're menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source. Here, picking up with the superscription to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Cement, Psalm 8, Lemezem Ran Aleka, to the chief musician, Lemezem Ran Aleka, to the chief chanters, the vocal intonators, Lemezem Ran Aleka, the musical director, Be Washint, on the flutes, Be Washint, yeah, Dawid of David Mezmor. Yeah, Dawid Mezmor. For the leader, in the translation, for the leader, for the chief musician, upon Gittit. Now, Gittit related to Gat in the Hebrew, the vine, the wine vats, the harvest is a harvest for harvest season, even for the reason for this season, the Gittit. Al HaGittit in the Hebrew. Here we have in the Metzav Kedus, Negus Neges Torgum, we have Bewashint upon the flutes, a psalm of David to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David for the superscription to today's daily psalm, the paradox of man, Yefet Ari Gurma Befitretu Lai, the majesty of the Creator upon above his creation. Lemezamran Aleka Bewashint, Ye Dawit Mezmor Kuter Ant, verse 1. Abitu Gitachin. Sinith the Midrahulu Ijiga Temesegana Temesegana Miskana Besamayoch like have kef below Alina. Abitu Gitachin, O Lord, our Lord, Abitu, O our Father, his father of the bait, Abitu Gitachin, I and I sovereign. I and I, Lord, Gitachin, Semith, the eyes name, the eyes male name, Semith, the Midr Hulu Ijiga Temesegana, Ijig, very much is praise, the Midr Hulu in all the earth and all the earthly plane. KJV translates, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Abitu Gitachin, Semith, the Midr Hulu Ijiga Temesegana, Miskana. The eyes praise, the eyes miskana, miskana, miskana. The eyes male praise, besamayoch lai, upon the heavens, besamayoch lai. Kef kef belo alina, who has set thy glory above the heavens, who has set thy praises. Now it's interesting this word, even the Hebrew, some translations say, whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens, whose majesty, whose glory is displayed. Here we have, who has set thy glory, in the KJV, Bamarinya, the word here, the key word, corresponding to the Hebrew, Adir, Adir, Adir in the Hebrew, Ma Adir Shemeka B'kol Ha'aret. Here we have Miskana, Miskana, the I male praise of Besamayoch Lai, Kef Kef Belo Alina, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. It's anatina kamit avul joch af miskana na zegaje silet alati talatina imenyan lemat fat kuter hulet, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. It's anatina kamit avul joch af, from infants, babes, hitzanat, ka hitzanat tina, and kamiyat abu alijoch, and suckling children, af, mouth, out of the mouth of babes, infants, and suckling little children. Miskana azegadje, azegadje, miskana, miskana, praise, thanks, and praise, thanksgiving, and praises. Miskana azegadje, silet elate. You have prepared miskana, praises, eyes, praises, thanks. Sile, concerning telati, concerning the eyes, male enemy, because of thine enemies. In the KJV it says, ordain strength, hast thou found strength because of thine adversaries, because of thy haters. Sile, telati, telatinak imenyan, lematfat, that, so that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. KJV brings it out. Bamarini, the Metzav Kedus, we have Telatina, Telat, the enemy, Telatina, and Kimenyan, Kimenyan, the avenger, Le Matfat, to destroy, to perish, to cause to get lost the enemy and the avenger that I has prepared. Kahit anatinakamit abula joch af, miskanan, azagaja, silat alati, alatinak imenyan, lemat fat, kuter sauce. Verse 3. Yet atochehina saras mayochina bayahugize, cherek anna kawakabitina ante, yesarahachawin. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou, the eye male, has ordained. Yet atochehin, and of thy fingers, thy male fingers, yet atochehin sera. The work of thy fingers, yeah, atochehin sera, samayochin, the heavens, the samayoch, samayochin, bayahu gize, bayahu gize, bayahu gize, when I, ayahu, when I see, in the time that I see, in time that I see the heavens, the work of the eye, male fingers, the cherekah of the moon, cherekana, and kawakibitin, kawakibit, and the kokoboch, kokobim, kawakibit, and the stars, ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, ante, the eye, male, ante, yesarahachowin, that which the eye has made, they, who the eye has made, ante, yesarahachowin, guter arat, verse 4, tasbo zend, so, minderno, tigwabanyawun mazen, yesolich, minderno, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. Tasbo, tasbo zend, so minderno. Tegovenya wum zend, yesolij minderno. And the son of man, yesolij, and the son of the child, of the human being. Let thou, the eye, male, visitest him. Tegovenya wum zend, yesolij minderno. What is he? Minderno. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kamela ikte jigat ikita sanesho, bekvurnam bemiskana zoda kalelho. For thou, the eye, hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Kamela ikte ijig. The melaikt, the angels, come melaikt, from the angels, ijig, ijig, very much a tik-eat, snarl. Tick eight lower. Asanesaho, you have caused him to be lesser by a little, very little, very little, very little. Ijiga tick eat, kamela ikta, ijiga tick eat, asanesaho, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Be kubrina, the kubr, the glory, the honor, celebration. Be kubrina, be kubr inna, and be miskana, and in praises and thanks and praises. Zod, a crown. Zod, kalelho, you have encircled him. You've encircled him with a crown. You have crowned him. Now, what's interesting right here about this particular verse, and many scholars have gone into this, where in the Hebrew, wat hasarehu mi at me Elohim, yet thou hast made him but little lower than from me Elohim, from Elohim, a little lower, little less than Elohim. This is an obvious reference when we look at this Hebraically to Genesis 1:27, where man is declared to have been created in his own image. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So the Hebrew, Hebraically, is read a little lower, a little less than Elohim. Wat hasarehu me'ata me'elohim. Made him a little less than Elohim. Wikavod, wihadar, ti atarehu. Have crowned him with kavod, glory, honor. Wihadar, and honor. Hadar, and honor, and majesty. These are attributes ascribed to Elohim as the supreme king of the universe, the universal king. Melech HaOlam, We have this in other Psalms, Psalm 29, around about verse 1, Psalm 104, around about verse 1, and Psalm 145, around about verse 4, verse 5. He has bestowed them upon man as the king of the terrestrial sphere, the earthly claims. We have this verse here, and in the Septuagint and the Metaph Kedus, it reads a little lower than the angels, which reflects the consequences, right? The consequences of the first disobedience. In the original, we have the Hebrew, a little less than Elohim. Now, because of the fall, seeming fall of man, in some translations we have verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. The eyes, hand. And the eyes, hand. Sarah. And the work of thy hand. Hululai. Upon the work of, upon all the work of thy hand. Shomho. Shomho. You have madest him to have dominion. The word shomho is the sense of you have appointed him above all the work of the eyes, hand, hulun, and all, hulun, ka igrochu, betach, igrochu, his feet, ka igrochu, betach, under his feet, askezahilet, and you have put all things under his feet, kuter sabat, verse 7. Begochnim lamochnim hulu degmom yemidra bedawina in sisoch, all sheep, begochnim and sheep, lamochnim and oxen and cows and cattle, hulu, all degmom and also yemidra bedawina in sisoch and also of the earth, the animals, the beasts of the field, the wild animals, yemidra bedawin and sisoch. Kuta cement, verse 8. Yes, mayinim wafoch, ye bahirinim asoch, ye bebahira menget, yemihedunim hulu, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. Yes, mayinim wafoch, yes, mayinim, semi, the heavens and of the heavens. Wafoch, wafoch, the birds of the sky. Yes, mayinim wafoch, ye bahirinim asoch, and the fish asoch of the bahir of the sea. Bahirinim asoch, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas, be bahir menged, be bahir, the bahir, bahir the sea, be bahir menged, and in the sea way, the way of the sea, yemihe dawinim hulu, and all that go, all that proceed, all that go, that pass, go to and fro, the path of the sea, be bahir menged, yemihe dawinim hulu, kuter. That ain't verse 9. Abitu getachin simih bemidera hulu ijig temesegene. Oh Lord, our Lord, abitu I father I av. O Father of the Bait, Abe to Getachin, Ainai Lord, Ainai Geta, Ainai Sovereign, Getachin, Simih, Simih, the eyes, male name, Simih, the Midur Hulu in all the earthly plain, in all the earth, the Midur Hulu, Ijega Temesegene. Very much it is praise, very much it is thanked, very much it is praise, it is excellent, it's praiseworthy. Very much in all the earthly plane. Avitu getachin, simih bemidur hulu, ijig temesegana, 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 temesegana.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mazmur Summon. La Mazamran Alek A, Bawashint, Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ ምስጋናህ በሰማዮች ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና ከህፃናትና ከሚጠቡ ልጆች አፍ ምስጋናን አዘጋጀ ስለ ጠላት ጠላትንና አቂመኛን ለማጥፋት የጣቶችህን ሥራ ሰማዮችን ባየው ጊዜ ጨረቃንና ከዋክብትን አንተ የሰራሃቸውን ታስበው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድነው ትጎበኘው ዘንድ የሰው ልጅ ምንድነው ከመላእክት እጅግ ጥቂት አሳነስከው በክብርና በምስጋና ዘውድ ከለልከው በእጆችህም ሥራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾምከው ሁሉን ከእግሮቹ በታች አስገዛህለት በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውን እንሰሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ
Thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou buildest? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the plants of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
مزمور حت لما تسيح على هالجديد مزمور لدبيد أدوناي أدونينو ما أدير شنخا بخول هارس أشر تنا هدخا على هالشمايل مبي عوليم ويونكيم يستط عوز لما عم تصرريخا لحشبيت أويب ويتنكيم יראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו, ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שטה תחת רגליו. צונה ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
ויצר יהוה אלוהים מן האדם כל חיית השדה ואת כל עוף השמיים ויבא אל האדם לראות מה יקרא לו וכל אשר יקרא לו האדם נפש חיה הוא שמו
שמו שמו שמו
it means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha-Adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, and thou, and I, what is Shemekah? What is thy name? What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is thy name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42:8. Ani Yahuwahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah. Ani Yahuwahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be who he be. That is Shemi, my name, Adoni Yahuwahu Shemi, Ani Adonai hu Shemi, I be he who be who he be. That is Shemi hu Shemi. By that Elohim, the true good, the true God meant, that is Shemi, my name. By that Adam called me, called I. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, ma enosh ki tizikreinu. And yet you say, what is enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah HaDonenu, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant Ribon, Shelah Olami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive. And Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment? Among earthly beings, as it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45:12, I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, why hast thou not taught Bini, my son, the craft? The master weaver replied, this is the craft That requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, the eye son has a finger missing. Yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah, the Torah cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as, Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzvorah, of the leper. And in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered. And in Leviticus 15, 25, if a woman has an issue. And in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not wrought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed, when the ministering angels rejoiced and said, now HaTorah will be restored to us. And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah, in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before I. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, as accusers, you have always stood between I and Yisrael. And yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together, as it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8? And Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Yisrael, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say, if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words. Again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception, to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, both deduced this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13, kings of heavenly hosts cast, yidodun, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance, yidodun, having the same sense as yadu in the verse in Joel 4 and 3, against me, my people, yadu, they cast lots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3:3, his glory covered the heavens only. But David said to the ministering angels, by your lives, the glory shall be with me. By your lives, the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of tehillato, his praise, his eyes. The angels reply, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth. As you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148:1, and goes on in the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be bashamayim in the heavens. Hence, hence, it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimika, Bekol Haaretz, Asher Tenaho Deka, Al HaShemayim. O Jehovah, Ayinai Adonai, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipia olalima weyonikima ye sadetaos, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye male ordained strength. Mipia olalima weyonikim ye sadetaos. Consider this verse in the light illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6:1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27:10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean? Thou art not to say it is unclean. And of what is unclean, that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden. And of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Here, the word this clearly refers to Torah, of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse that continues in Proverbs 6:3, go humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth, and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. As the verse concludes in Proverbs 6 and 3, and let thy friend be king, Rechab, over thee. Here the word Rechab pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4. I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6 and 5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment, the words in Proverbs 6 and 1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me sureties that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as ye as y'all live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own persons. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt, and he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 3, Yahweh, Jehovah, made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I and I, who are all of us, all of I and I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, ask, who are those not in debt to thee, to the I? Elohim, the true good, the true God, answered, infants. Whereupon Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it, but that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them? They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 2, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be he who be, we be the I Elohim. They replied, Ken, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, Ken, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance they replied, Cain, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah, as is said, Mipi Olalim Weyonikim Yesadita Oz. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8 and 3. Strength, Oz, here means Torah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Jehovah will give strength to Amo, his people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them. As it is said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself forget that thy children bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, Olalim, and sucklings, Yonikim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength, Yisadita Oz. Rabbi and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rabbi said, the word Olalim means children old enough to play in the street, as is shown by the verse in Yirmiyahu in Jeremiah 9 and 20, to cut off the children, Olal, from the streets. And also by the verse in Lamentation 4:4b to 5a, the young children, Olalim, ask bread. They are desolate in the streets. And the word Yonikim means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word Olim means embryos still in the womb. As in the verse from Eo from Job 3 and 16, embryos, Olalim, that never saw light. The word Yonkim means infants, just out of the womb. As in the verse from Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked, Yonek, the breast of my mother. Rab and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as sureties. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again. The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi Olalim Aweyonkim Yisadita Oz, out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lim'an Soreka Lehashbito Yeva Ua Mitanake. The term adversaries implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the words, because of thine adversaries, Lim'an Soreka, Elohim meant, on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah. Torah, 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 Torah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them
shimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Last of all, right power overthrow them, yeah.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
When I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou, the eye, hast ordained. Ki ere shameka ma'ese etzabotecha yareyacha wikokabi ma'ashera konanata. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the Dalet, Hebraically the Dalet, the fourth verse. When I behold thy heavens, Shameka, the work of thy fingers, Ma'ise etzavoteka, the moon and the stars, Yareach wekokabim, that thou the eye hast ordained, Asher konanta. Rab Aibu taught, there are three kinds of men. The first kind says, quote, had I been created to do no more than behold the stars and the heavenly bodies, it would have been enough for me. It would have been enough for I. As is said, when I behold, ki ereh, when I behold the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, Yareach wikokabi, asher konanta. The second kind of mind says, quote, all that thou, the eye, hast given to me, give it to me, in the olam haba, in the world to come. The third kind of mind, the slothful laborers, says, quote, give I now, what is ours, and also, what was our father's? As is said, the work of thy fingers. Ma'ise etzaboteka. And here, midrash note right here, connected with the work of thy fingers, the work of thy fingers. Ma'ise etzaboteka, the work of thy fingers. Here, midrash note. The three groups are the perfectly righteous who find sufficient reward in merely beholding Ha'elohim, the power's handiwork. The middling people who are willing to wait for their reward so that they may enjoy it in paradise, in the garden, the garden of delights. And the slothful laborers, quote, end quote. And the slothful laborers who demand here and now not only their own deserts, but those of their fathers, but those of their patriarchs. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, in saying to mankind, according to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 23:24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, eta hashamayim wa eta haaretz ani malei num yahwa. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, eta hashamayim wa eta haaretz ani malei num yahwa, saith Jehovah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He meant, know y'all that the upper worlds and the lower worlds were filled merely by the work of my fingers. Ma'ise etzaboteka. And here, Midrash note, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 19, the sixth section, 19.6. What is man? What is man that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ma enosh, ki tizikarenu, what is man? Ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ki tizikarenu. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the hay verse, the fifth verse. Ra berakayu, berakayu taught, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was creating His universe, His Einiverse. He sought to show the angels, the excellence of the deeds of HaTzadik, HaTzadikim, of the righteous. But the angels said to HaElohim, to HaElohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou rememberest him. Ma enosh ki tizikrenu uven Adam ki tifakdenu. What is man? Ma enosh that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ki tizikrenu. And the son of man uven Adam that thou thinkest of him. Ki tifakdenu. In saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In saying, Ma'enosh ki tizikrenu, they were referring to Abraham, to Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, God was mindful of Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham, that Elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, remembered Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. Elohim was mindful of Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. In saying, and the son of man, that thou rememberest him. Here in the hey verse, he breaks the fifth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. He breaks the fifth verse, the B part, the second part of the fifth verse. And the son of man, U ben Adam, that thou rememberest him, ki tifa kedenu, or that thou thinkest of him, ki tifa kedenu. They were referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, who was begotten by HaElohim, HaElohim, by the powers remembering Sarah. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord thought of Sarah, and Yahuwah Jehovah thought of Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah remembered Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah thought of Sarah. In saying that thou makest him less only than Elohim, than HaElohim, than the power, the true good, the true God. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the sixth verse. Wata chasrehu me'ata me'elohim. Yet thou, the I, hast made him but little lower than Elohim. Wate chasrehu me'at me'elohim. That thou, the I, makest him less only than Elohim. They were referring to Yaakov, to Jacob, who commanded the flocks to bring forth streaked, speckled, and spotted young. As is said, quote, and thus, like this, the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods and brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Hear, from Bereshith. Here, from Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 30, verse 39. Vayachemu hatzona il ha-maklot, vateladna hatzona ikudim, nikudim, uat Elohim. And the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Vayachemu hatzona il ha-maklot wa te'ladna hatzona ikudim, nikudim, utalui. thereby proving that Yaakov, that Jacob, was less than Elohim, than the power, the true good, the true God, than Ha'ilahim, only in that he had not the power to put breath, the breath of life, into them. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. Here, today's Psalm 8, Hebraically the wow verse, the vav verse. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar, glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu. They were referring to Moshe, to Moses, to Musa, of whom it is said, quote, Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Moshe lo yada'a. That Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. Moshe lo yada'a ki ek aran or panayo de dabro ito. In saying, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Here today's psalm. Mizmorchet, the eighth psalm, here, he breaks with the seventh verse, the Zion verse, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Tam shileu b'maaseya yadecha, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Tam shileu b'maaseya yadecha, they were referring to Yehoshua, to Joshua Yasu, who caused the luminaries to stand still by saying, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon, in Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 12. Vayomer le'ayna Yisrael, Shemesha be'giv'ona dom, ve'yareach be'aymeka Ayalon. Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, Shemesha b'Gibeon Dom. Moon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Moon, and thou moon with Yareach b'Aymeka Ayalon. Shemesha b'Gibeon Dom, with Yareach b'Aymeka Ayalon. As it is written that, quote, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amad. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amad. Here, Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. The sun stood still. Vayodom Hashemesh, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Ve'yareach amad, and the moon stood. The moon stood. Vayodom. The sun was silent. The sun was dumb. The sun stopped. The sun ceased. Vayodom hashemesh. Ve'yareach, and the moon. Ve'yareach amad. And the moon stayed, and the moon stood. In saying, thou, the I, puttest all things, all things. Thou puttest all things under his feet. Here. Today's Psalm 8, here, Hebraically the seventh verse. Thou, the I, puttest all things under his feet. Kol shata tachata raglav. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Kol shata tachat raglayo. Kol shata tachata raglayo. They were referring to David, all of whose enemies fell before him, so that he said, even in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 43, then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. Full of verse here, 2 Samuel 22, verse 43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 8th verse right here. Hear Mizmor Chet. The chet, the 8th verse, Psalm 8, verse 8. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Sone va'elafim, kulam. Sheep and oxen, sone va'elafim, all of them, kulam. Sone va'elafim, kulam. They were referring to Shlomo, to Solomon, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings, chapter 5, the 13th verse, that reads, quote, he spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. He spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. And here, this particular verse here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. Why rez asher ba'lebanon, we'ada ha'ezob, asher yotzeya ba'kira, wa'idabir ala ha'behema, we'ala ha'ofa, we'ala ha'remesa, we'ala ha'dagim. Here, full of verse, here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, creeping things, and of fishes. Here, he breaks the full of verse. Why daver alaha etzima mina ha reza asher ba'lebanon we ada ha ezok asher yotzeya bakir. Why daver alaha behema we alaha ofa we alaha remes we alaha dagim. Here, the quote. He spoke also with beasts, with fowl, and with creeping things. Why daver alaha behema we alaha of. We'alaha remes, we'alaha dagim. In saying, yea, and the beasts, of the field, hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, the 8th verse. Vegam bahemot sadai, yea, and the beasts of the field, vegam, and also, vegam bahemot sadai, and also, the beast of the field, Wigam Bahemot Sadai. They were alluding to Samson. According to Rav Hanina Bar Papa, Elohim Hailahim the power, let the angels see Samson as he was capturing the 300 foxes. Here, Midrash note referred to Hashoftim, to Judges chapter 15, verse 4. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha'elohim, the power let, made the angel see Daniel go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha'elohim, the true God, the power, made the angel see Daniel, go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. in saying, the fowl of the air. Here, today's psalm is Morchet. Here, the eighth verse, the ninth verse. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of the air. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of heaven. Sipor Shamayim. They were alluding to Eliyahu, alias Elijah, who flies about the world like a bird. Of Eliyahu, Eliyah, alias of Elijah, it is also said, according to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning.
Veha'orvima mevi'ima la'uwa lachema uwa vasara baboker, ve'lachema uwa vasara ba'arev, uwa mina ha'nachala yishteh.
Here, full of verse, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, and the ravens, Arabs, brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook, and he drank of the brook.
Ve'ha'orbima me'be'ima la'u lechema u'a basara ba'boker, ve'lechema u'a basara ba'areb, u'mina ha'nachala yishteh.
And here, I and I midrash note, when it says, with ha or b, some say by a change of the nikudot pointing, ha or b, ravens can read arabs. The word for ravens can read arabs. With ha or b, with ha or b, with ha or b, and the ravens can also be read as arabs. But here, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning.
Weha orbima mebiim lau lechem uwa basar baboker.
In saying, and the fish of the sea. In saying, and the fish of the sea. Here, the eighth verse.
Uwa dege hayam. Uwa dege hayam.
And the fish of the sea. Uwa dege hayam. Here, they were alluding to Jonah, to Jonas, of whom it is said, according to Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish.
Vayitapalel Yonah Eliyahua Elo Hayua Mima'e Ha-Dagah.
Here, the fuller verse. Then Jonah prayed to Jehovah Elohayu, his Elohim, his power, out of the fish's belly.
Wayita palela yona illa Yahua Elohayu mi ma'e ha daga.
In saying, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea, here also the eighth verse, in saying, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea.
Overa Arhota Yamim,
whatsoever passeth, Ober, passeth through the path, Arhot of the seas, Yamim,
Ober Arhota Yamim,
whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea,
Ober Arhota Yamim.
They were referring to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, of whom it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, quote, but the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea.
Uvnei Yisrael halku vayabasha betok hayam.
But the children of Yisrael, the Bnei, the sons of Israel, walked on dry land in the midst of the sea.
O Bnei Yisrael, halku bayabasha betok hayam.
Finally, in saying, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is thy name in all the earth. Hear the Yod, Hebraically the Yod verse, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the 10th verse. Finally, in saying,
Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimka Bekol Haaret, Jehovah
I and I Adon. I and I sovereign. He who be, we be. I and I sovereign. Yahuwah Adonenu. Mahadir Rashimka. How glorious is thy name. Mahadir. Mahadir Shimka. In all the earth. Bekol Haaret. Yahuwah Adonenu. Mahadir Shimka. Bekol Haaret. The angels, the angels meant, do what pleases thee. Desendale. Do what pleases the eye. Thy glory is to sojourn with thy people and with thy children. And here Midrash note, compare with the Bereshit Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah 8 and 6, quote, the angels, Melakim, they said to him, do what pleases the eye. Desendale. Do what pleases thee. Do what pleases the eye. In saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol Haaretz, 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 Haaretz.
Most High.
Rastafari.
Joe.
Rastafari.
Reverend Michael Captain Bill. Four Rings International, Universal. Land, Sky and Sea, East, Year and War. Tonight the glory be unto the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy One of creation. As Jah was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, the world without end. Rastafari.
Joe. Rastafari.
Then continue.
Oh, what a glory that we I Rastafari band. When we reach into Zion, what a glory that will be. Both starting.
Rastafari.
Bless us, my Lord and Empress.
Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Yesai, Shalom Habarim, Shalom, Kabod, Wahadar, Kabod, glory, Wah and Hadar and Anna, Yesai, Shalom Habarim, Shalom.